This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, who coincidentally enough is also sponsoring the Milk House. Joining us is Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher and Brewers analyst, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Jerry, how are you doing?
Doing well. Doing good. What a great day. Great day to be at the fair. A great day for baseball.
It is a great day for baseball. Isn't every day a great day for baseball? It's like, Jerry, You know, I'm a huge Brewers fan, but man, I was like, I don't know, like going into depression or something during the All-Star break, not having any Brewers baseball to watch every night.
It is. You know, you start seeing a team that's playing as well as the Brewers. They come out there. They're so much fun. So fun to watch. And they're a little bit different than they have been over the last few years. You've seen this ball club since the days of probably when Craig Council first started taking over, building up that type of baseball where you play, you have good pitching and have solid defense. Now we're seeing an offense that has really taken a big stride. Now you've got a full-fledged of three parts of a baseball game that you want to play real well. Their pitching has been very good. Their defense has been one of the best in baseball. And offensively, they are putting up some special numbers right now.
But wouldn't you agree that Pat Murphy kind of changed the identity of this team last year when he took over, as far as pushing the envelope with stolen bases, bunting, doing more of the fundamental stuff that you used to see back in the 80s, and bringing it back to today's modern day of baseball where, you know, the advanced stats and stuff like that may poo-poo it? He kind of really changed the way they were playing.
Well, he brought a full generation of baseball back. He said there's nothing in the game of baseball, whether it was played back in the early 50s or even before that, than we can come up and use the things that they do today by having the home runs and the things that you have to do. But, you know, you look at this ball club, it's made up of two things. Number one, on the defensive side and the pitching side of it, they make every team they play earn their runs. Every team that scores against them, you have to earn it, and you better go out and you earn it, because that's the only way you're going to score against them. And then on the offensive side, rather than worrying about the home run and doing those type things, they're manufacturing. They're going out and running the bases well. They're stealing bases. When you look at where they are as far as manufacturing runs, they do a lot of games. They score a ton of runs without hitting that home run. It's just about putting the ball in play. That's one thing this team has done very well. They don't strike out. They put the ball in play, and they hit the situation.
Talk with Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's out here at the Wisconsin State Fair. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you on the Fan. All right, Jerry, I want to get your thoughts on this, because you've had numerous pitching coaches during your time being a pitcher. You've coached numerous pitchers along the way as well. So what makes Chris Hook so special? How does he, as my buddy calls it, turning water into wine consistently for this Brewers pitching staff?
That's a great analysis, but he does. And the one thing I've known Chris for many years, I remember working with him a little bit when I was doing Timber Rattler baseball games on TV. Chris Hook was a pitching coach, so I got to go up many times early in the afternoon and work with pitchers and see the way he works. I think the one thing that is so good about Chris Hook, He believes that you not only have to teach a guy about pitching, you have to talk about mechanics, you have to talk about the mental side of baseball, but you have to know who they are personally. And I think his personal relationship that he develops with these with the pitchers really has a lot to do on how good they are, because he understands what different pitchers have, different characters. They go about the game a different way. They think differently. And that relationship that he has with them really has a lot to do with the way he approaches it. You know, it's not that, hey, I'm going to take your best pitch and I'm going to make it the best pitch you have. No, it's about taking the best pitch you have and seeing the style of pitch you are and build it into your personality. So I think the one thing that's really good about Chris Hook, he takes you what you are as a baseball player and he puts it into you personally. When you combine those, that comes into success, and we're seeing that a lot with the Brewer pitching staff.
When Jerry Augustine looks at Freddy Peralta, you know, you see an all-star, you see a guy with a great ERA. But if Jerry Augustine had advice for Freddy Peralta getting through more than just five innings on a game-in, game-out basis, because he's only been through six or more, I think, twice this year, what would the advice be?
Well, I think sometimes what Freddy does is he has those situations where I think every once in a while he gets a little bit rushed. And Freddy's not your typical tall and fall type guy. A tall and falling top type guy is a guy who has a short stride, gets his hand in a good spot to throw every time, and releases the ball to home plate. He's more of what they call a duck and drive, who really extends out towards the plate. And every once in a while, I think he gets a little bit rushed. I think the one thing with Freddy, I think he throws across his body a lot. I might change that a little bit, have more go directly at the plate. And the second thing is really when you get up to the most important thing about pitching is your balance point. Being up at a place where you can get the ball out of your glove and get it at a good spot so you can release it on plate. Make sure that he gets to that balance point and he gets it there and he relaxes so he can let the ball go backward before he throws it forward. And when he gets that on a consistent basis, he is really good. But every once in a while, he gets a little bit rushed. Just to calm down, slow the game down a little bit, and Freddie's just fine.
Jerry, what about the theory of pitching to contact? Because I feel like Quinn Priester kind of is maybe more pitching to contact than maybe Freddy Peralta is, but I'm not an expert. You are. You tell me.
Well, I think the one thing about Priester has learned to change himself a lot. The one thing that when he first came up, he was known as a sinker ball pitcher. He was going to throw the ball down, his fastball down, high fastballs, and you know, and hopefully get a lot of ground balls, and that's what he was known as when he came over to the Brewers. But I think the one thing that Chris Hook did with him really well, he got him to that most important part, like I just told you, is that balance point. And when you really release when you hit your balance point, from right there, it's about releasing the ball back and getting into a good throwing position before you go forward. And I think really that's been the key for him. It looks like he and Chris have been working a lot at it. We see it after some of the starts that he's had. He and Chris are sitting on the sidelines, and you can actually see him going through the motion of being able to get that arm in a good spot. The one thing that has made Priester so good, his release point is identical on his fastball, his breaking ball, his changeup, and everything else he has. And when you have that same release point, very difficult to pick up pitches. And really, by him getting that good balance point, getting that ball in a good spot to throw the ball to the plate on a consistent basis, makes that release point consistent and makes him that much tougher to hit.
Tom, Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's out here at the Wisconsin State Fair on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on The Fan. Okay, so let me take you to the next pitcher that I'd like to talk about, which is the guy that everybody wants to talk about, Jacob Mizorowski. I don't think there's any questioning how talented he is physically and how hard he throws and so forth. What about the mental side of things? And I think you can include Priester in that conversation as far as...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
How long does it take at the major league level to catch up to the mental side of things when you're breaking into Major League Baseball?
Well, I think on Priester's case, he's gone through that because he's been in the big leagues before, and he's been up and down, and he's been struggling with himself, trying to find those special places to be on a good, to have a good delivery. And once he got that good delivery, now mentally he's strong enough where he says, I know I can throw the ball where I want. I know I can put the ball in good spots. I have my good sinker, and I'll be successful that way. He throws strikes. He gets ahead. He doesn't walk people, and that's his strength. And you see him throw a lot of ground balls. I think Miz is a little bit different. I think Miz had to go through a lot before he came up here, and we all know he had great talent. I mean, his upside is just enormous, what he has with the talent, with the quality of pitches that he does have. I think the mental start of it is where he's going to grow and grow and grow as each time he goes out. I think what the Brewers are doing with Miz right now, they're saying go out and pitch to your best of ability. All the hard work we put on with you in the minors, you go out and you try to do the best you can. And what you're going to let him do, they're going to let him develop himself a little bit this year. They're going to let him just go out and pitch. He's going to learn. Not everything's going to be great. Some things are going to go a little haywire, but we'll see how he battles back like he did the first game when he battled back and then when he had the bad outing against New York. He battled right back and got back right in the groove. That's where I think they're letting him go this year. Once the season's over, they'll have a nice breakdown and they'll finally say, here's what you did during the season. Here's the things that we think you can be better and be one of the best pitchers in baseball. How do we combine them to help you out for next year? I think that's where the growth is going to be starting next year.
Quintana gets the ball coming up tonight for the Brewers. And they've made mention on the TV broadcast on FanDuel Sports Network that Quintana and Mizorowski have been kind of joined at the hip here since Mizorowski has come up. Talk about how valuable that is for a Miz to be around a guy that, you know, has been through it all at the major league level in Quintana.
Well, I think when you got Quintana, who's been able to make such great adjustments, you take a old-style pitcher and he stays his way of being his old-style pitcher by a lefty, sinking the ball away, changing speeds, and then going hard in and using his breaking ball effectively. But we've also seen Miz, last time Woody pitched, if you remember when Woody pitched and he went to the sidelines after the game was over, he went on his iPad and started looking at the game. Who was sitting right next to him? Mizorowski.
Yep.
And that's the way I think when you got guys like Quintana, you have guys like Woody around, this is where Miz is going to say, oh, I see what you're doing. I see what I can do to be better. That's that mental part of the game that I think he's trying to indoctrinate right now. And once the season's over, they're going to put that all together and say, here's what we need to do for next year to make you the best pitcher in baseball. And it's going to be fun to watch. But I'm going to tell you what, he is fun to watch right now because he's just so talented. And he just goes out there, and he's been really, really good. He's been throwing strikes, and hopefully that will continue.
Talking with Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here at the Wisconsin State Fair. Jerry, let's talk about the back end of this bullpen. Obviously, McGill has been amazing. I think one of the bigger stories has been the transformation and the consistency right now from Abner Uribe, who last year was emotional and I would say immature, to what we've seen this year, which is almost dominant at times.
Yeah, you see, well, from the beginning of the year, Abner Uribe was he was a slider ball guy.
Yep.
He'd throw a slider, he could throw it, you know, if he made 15 pitches, 10 of them were sliders, and he had excellent control of it. He was really dominant with that control, and he did a nice job with it. And then we see him go a little bit longer where he lost a little bit of the control on the slider. He started using his fastball. He throws at 100. Now we're seeing him starting to throw sinking fastballs. I think this is a part where Abner can really become a really good pitcher if he can combine, put it all together. He's going to go through some growth and saying, how do I use all my pitches? I have a plus slider. I have a plus fastball. I have a plus sinker. How do I use that effectively to get people out? And I think that's the biggest thing that he's going to fight through right now, because he's putting it all together is not easy to do, but putting it together where it's effective is really fun to do, because now you know you can get guys out with any one of three pitches. Now I have to go and take that hitter strength and make it a weakness, because I can throw whatever pitch I want and I can throw it for a strike.
Jerry, what's the biggest challenge Pat Murphy has right now? I mean, this team has been playing so good for so long. At this time, but you know, you're at what, 49 games left to go into the season. You've climbed to a 4-game lead on the Cubs. Last year, you won this division by 10 games. You have a 5-game series looming coming up on the 18th. And realistically, by the time that series is done, if the Brewers play well, the division race might be over by that point. So, what are the challenges Pat Murphy has right now, the remainder of the season?
I think the biggest challenge is just to stay where you are right now. Is don't make anything. Let the guys have fun. Let them go out and play. Don't make anything too much of it. You know, the one thing that Murph says, one of his favorite sayings is, you don't coast uphill. And I think he will be like that for the rest of the year. He knows that it takes a full year, and when you get to the playoffs, sometimes it can get that much tougher. So he wants everybody playing well as long as they can. And I think what he does, he allows the kids to go out and play and be successful. And when they're not successful, he'll let them know that they're not successful. But at the same time, does it hinder how he plays them? No. It's just saying, hey, this is what you have to do to be better. And I think if he stays with that attitude the way he is right now, relax, let them have fun, let them go out and play, challenge them when they need to be challenged. But also understand, you don't coast uphill. It's a full 162 games, and they got a tough part of the season left. When you look at the next 2.5 weeks, and then the month of September is not going to be easy, so they can't coast. They have to go and play good, consistent baseball. I think that's his number one challenge.
This may not be the most talented team we've seen in the last 20 to 30 years, but it might be the best, quote, team we've seen.
By far. I don't think I remember. You know, back in 82, that was an outstanding baseball team, because everybody was focused for not even the first 25 guys. We'd probably say the first 35 or 40 guys were guys that were called up and sent down. That team was really focused on going out and being the best you can be and all, never give up. You're not going to be great every night. Forget about it. Come back the next night and play really well. I think those characteristics that we had in 82 are a lot the same what this team has today. They don't worry about what's after the game is over. They know what they've done. They can evaluate themselves. And now what they do is they come back the next day and they play real hard. This team has a unique ability of having everybody doing something positive. And I've never seen a ball club that has had a group of guys like this group, whether it be the top 26 or the guys who come up from the minors. Everybody's focused on doing the right thing and being the best they can be. And I think that's a major success why this team is so much fun to watch.
There you go, Charlie. You have it right there. Jerry Augustine says this Brewers team is like the 82 team headed for the World Series. Get your tickets. Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, great being with you. This club is fun. They've got a big series coming up this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Love it. Thank you so much. There he is, Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Of course, he joined us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.